Imagine that you die and stand before the judge, Jesus Christ, and then he tells you that you are condemned to 700 years in purgatory. You know what that feels like. We talk about how 1 week feels like 700 years. Imagine what 700 years feels like. Maybe I'll put the math right here. I have no idea. It would feel like an incredibly long time, like many lifetimes. We are in the month of May, and the month of May is dedicated to the Blessed Mother, and one of the greatest ways that we can honor her is through the Most Holy Rosary. And when we look at one of the greatest books on the Rosary, The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort, there is a really small and interesting story about purgatory that you need to hear about. Let's listen to it and unpack it a little bit and see why the Rosary is just so powerful in delivering souls from purgatory. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. From the 49th Rose, Flamen and a great number of other writers tell the story of a young girl of noble station named Alexandra, who had been miraculously converted and enrolled by St. Dominic in the confraternity of the Rosary. After her death, she appeared to him and said she had been condemned to 700 years in purgatory because of her own sins and those she had caused others to commit by her worldly ways. So she implored him to ease her pains by his prayers and to ask the confraternity members to pray for the same end. St. Dominic did as she had asked. 2 weeks later, she appeared to him more radiant than the sun, having been delivered quickly from purgatory by the prayers of the confraternity members. She also told St. Dominic that she had come on behalf of the souls in purgatory to beg him to go on preaching the rosary and to ask their relations to offer their rosaries for them, and that they would reward them abundantly when they entered into glory. Now, there is a lot there to unpack that we need to think about. First, the seriousness of our sins, and we need to be aware of the way that we lead other people into sins, because probably that's one of the biggest ways that we're going to accrue debt before the Lord. And we don't want to do that. We want to lead other people into virtue, not other people into sin. So we need to be aware that the way we influence each other, for instance, the way that we dress, think, or act, or the things that we say is really, really important, not just from a worldly perspective in terms of judgment. Then the immense power that prayer has. Notice she does not just ask St. Dominic for prayers. She asks the whole confraternity of the Most Holy Rosary. So we need to be asking and praying with groups of people. Another video about the rosary and praying in groups for the souls in purgatory. More people, more prayer, more prayer, more power. It's very, very, very simple. Two things there. First of all, the rosary is powerful because we are literally praying the life of Jesus, his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection. We are praying his life with words and with meditation and offering that through the hands of the Blessed Mother to Jesus, to our Heavenly Father. I mean, that's amazing. It's like what you do in the Mass, you pray on beads. What you read in the Bible is turned into a prayer. That's why this prayer is so powerful, and because it is from heaven. We believe that sometime in the 1200s, to St. Dominic, the Blessed Mother appeared to him and presented the rosary. They had already had a type of beaded prayers. This history comes from praying 150 Paternosters, where the monks would pray this when they couldn't just pray the Psalms. They would pray Paternosters on rocks. This evolved into the rosary. The Blessed Mother takes this devotion at the time and transforms it and raises it up into the Most Holy Rosary. Secondly, you hear about the confraternity of the Most Holy Rosary. It still exists, and I'm a part of it. So you can still join this, look it up, and join it right now, because you are joining with the spiritual fraternity and receiving benefits and fruits of belonging to this group. Another thing that we have to look at is she was condemned to 700 years, and then after being prayed for through this confraternity, 2 weeks later, her sentence was reduced. Who knows how long she had been there, but to 2 weeks. That is amazing. Did you hear how she was described? She was exactly described as Our Lady of Fatima, more brilliant than the sun. That is unbelievable, and we need to be aware of that, that when we are in heaven, we will be as brilliant, not as brilliant as the Blessed Mother, but we will, in a similar way, glow with the glory of God. This should encourage us to offer masses for people in purgatory, go to mass for the souls in purgatory, but the rosary is an immensely powerful means of relieving them. And on top of this, she herself comes to ask on their behalf, and presumably through this book to us. Do you want to provide relief for the souls in purgatory? Then you get on that rosary and don't stop. They are suffering there, but we could greatly reduce their debt and shorten their time in purgatory by so much. If we knew how much they were suffering, we would never stop praying for them. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.